Hello, my friend. Happy full moon. I'm Molly Williams. This is Molly's Mornings. And as always, it is such a joy to be a part of your full moon celebration, your practice. Thank you for being here. And I hope that you feel the collective love that is wrapping around you, this beautiful safe space that we get to practice in together. I invite you, as always, to find my app, Wild Minds, to move into this energy on a deeper level. I have Taurus season practices, lots of astrological meditations, a lot of practices around manifestation because we are in the most powerful month of manifestation in all of 2024. So the details will be in the show notes if you would like to check it out and go a bit deeper. Starting to connect with the full moon energy in this moment, you can start to close the eyes and noticing the body. How is the body responding to this full moon in Scorpio? Maybe you can feel it in the muscles, the joints, the bones. Maybe you feel a bit stiff, tight, tense, or maybe everything feels loose, easy, lean, strong. How is this full moon impacting your body? And now shifting to the mind, the landscape of the thoughts, noticing and recognizing any patterns, loops, beliefs that have been coming up for you. How has this full moon been impacting the mind? And now connecting with your soul. The soul remembers so much. How is this full moon resonating with the soul, your soul? Allowing yourself to surrender to this space, being present, alive, activated. The palms facing upwards, being open to receive, which is a key takeaway of this full moon. And now starting to breathe with purpose, inhaling through the nose. Grounding with the breath out, breathing into the root chakra, releasing with the exhale, breathing in, grounding with the breath out. Inhaling through the nose. Releasing with the exhale out. One more deep breath in. Feeling your energy restored, realigned, at peace here. This is a full moon in Scorpio. We are in Taurus season until May 20th. Taurus is the astrological opposite of Scorpio. As with all full moons, we have this opportunity to think about the balance of both. Scorpio isn't afraid to go into the depths of emotion, to feel it all, to walk on uneven ground, to face the challenges head on, to get out of the comfort zone. While Taurus is all about the comfort zone, security, stability, grounding, peace, harmony. We have this full moon to remind us in this moment of how we are still staying in our comfort zone. And while that sounds like we need to take a leap of faith, this moon in particular asks us to do nothing, because one of the scariest things for us as human beings is to do nothing. Thinking about this for a moment, what is this full moon in Scorpio bringing up for you? What emotions have you felt? Experiences have you had? Reflecting on the last few days, maybe, what's coming up for you here? And now expanding deeper into this, by doing nothing, you receive everything. We are asked in this time, in the sign of Taurus, which is abundant, always receiving, to just be. To be in our power, to be confident in ourselves, to release the doing and thinking mind so that we may open up and allow more energy to pour into our lives, allowing the path to be stable and secure by trusting in the higher power that we are manifesting with. How does this energy resonate with you? What do you feel when you hear the idea and thought of just being? What does this feel like to you? Starting to set some intentions with this energetic peak of the full moon. What would it feel like to just be, to open the floodgates to receiving, to get out of your comfort zone of doing and shift into this place of receiving? Allowing yourself to reflect on a few intentions. Taking more walks, sleeping in maybe, resting, recovering, grounding, meditating. What would allow you to shift into this energy of being? Taurus has this unique ability to take on all the energy, but also filter that energy and receive what is aligned with their being. They are able to clear their energy in large part because of their grounded nature, their ability to turn everything into light. So allowing yourself in this moment to clear your energy, taking up space as you do, expanding your energetic field, breathing in through the nose, and releasing the unwanted energy. You can shake out the body if that feels good to you. Releasing, releasing, releasing. Scorpio isn't afraid of the big emotions, and you shouldn't be either. As you move into this time of receiving, I want you to be open to receiving it all. Using the Taurian energy and superpower of being able to filter whatever doesn't serve you, but receiving and holding and feeling supported by the infinite possibilities of your manifestations. Being open now with this full moon to receiving it all. Saying out loud or within, I am open to receiving. I am open to receiving. I am open to receiving. Allowing yourself to receive it all. Receiving more energy in this time. Allowing yourself to become the most powerful receiver that you can possibly be. Noticing the power that is surging through you now, the infinite possibility and potential. This is your birthright. I have been sharing practices on Wild Minds around becoming the receiver, and I invite you in this sacred time to continue learning and honing your superpower of receiving. This is Taurus season. This is the moment to manifest. The details are in the show notes. When you're ready, bringing the palms together in prayer position for our final closing. May you be well, my friend. May you have the love and light of support around you. And may you be peaceful and share that peace with the world. Thank you for this practice. I am so proud of you. You are the receiver. You are receiving. I will see you on Wild Minds, and I can't wait to support you there. The details are in the show notes. Happy full moon. Thank you for listening.